Najo Ikonich has been living in the U.S. for about 7 years. He was arrested in a Milwaukee suburb in 2006 during a nationwide effort to find soldiers involved in a major massacre in the Bosnian War in 1995. Last fall, Ikonich pleaded guilty to making false statements on U.S. immigration forms and failing to disclose he was a police officer stationed near the massacre. Now, U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman has sentenced Ikonich to 2 12-month sentences that will run at the same time. Ikonich's lawyer, Nick Kostic, says he doesn't like to see a client go to jail, but is glad Edelman didn't rule that Ikonich had committed war crimes.
The judges felt there wasn't enough evidence that was in the record, and he was also concerned that there really was no hard information.
But U.S. immigration officials are also trying to deport Ikonich, and the Bosnian government may want to try him for war crimes. Kostic says he will try to block the Bosnians from doing so.
The court itself is, in my opinion, as an American bred, educated, practicing lawyer for 40 years, that court is a kangaroo court.
But an assistant U.S. attorney who prosecuted Ikonich on the immigration violation says Ikonich may have to pay a bigger price back in Europe. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.